Okay, yes, we had the rather large subject of autonomous vehicles, self-driving vehicles or robo-cars, whatever we call them. So we started off listing all of the issues that we're talking about. One is the definition. Exactly what are we talking about? Are we talking about fully automated vehicles with no driver, vehicles driving themselves around the highway network? Or are we talking about partially automated vehicles, and which is better? We don't really know. Could there be an issue around more congestion with induced demand? There's obviously issues around legislation, which from a policy point of view, point we need to think about. Liability, if a driverless car gets into an accident, who's to blame? That kind of thing. So yeah, there's kind of an initial discussion focused around whether actually autonomous vehicles are a good or a bad thing, interestingly. Does that come down to a lack of understanding, et cetera, et cetera? There's also issues about security, data management, but then there's sort of all the positive issues, so additional mobility, especially for those that cannot drive, which tend to be some of the sort of most socially disadvantaged people in society. Also, for those people that can drive, there's the opportunity to get their productive time back so that it can work or sleep or play video games or whatever they want to do while they're travelling. There's an issue around the size of the vehicles that we're talking about. Do we really want driverless lorries steaming up and down the motorways? What if one of those was to have an accident? Well, I suppose you could say one of them could have an accident with a human-operated vehicle anyway. But ownership models. Are we talking about privately owned vehicles here, or are we talking about shared fleets of autonomous vehicles? Similar to what's the, sort of the Google taxi that's going to be coming along fairly soon, as we led to believe. What's the implication for freight, which is we didn't really talk about much, but that's another massive issue. Job disruption. Lots of professional drivers are going to be cut out of work potentially. Maybe there's a role to play in engaging with some of those that disruption early on. Implications for cities. This goes on. What we said. Journey costs. Suddenly gets very cheap to move people or goods around. You know, what's to stop somebody just sending their vehicle home to pick up their mobile phone at lunchtime? And that kind of thing. Could this be the technology that unlocks our low carbon and low energy ambitions? Could it move more vehicles over to electric power? And how do we address sharing of road space with legacy vehicles? So there's a lot of vehicles, that interaction between computer and human driver. How's that going to work? So what we decided is initial actions. We could define use cases, create visions of the future, imagine what they're going to be like, do a whole lot more studies, because there doesn't seem to be much in the way of actual real research going on, or very little UK-based research in this area. Perhaps we should be doing a whole lot more. Involve car manufacturers, testing at different levels of automation, social experiment to understand how these things might interact with people. That's about it.
Okay, thank you.